130 News.
News, 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 news.
Thank
news,
you, Blake, news, and thank news, you, news, Cash news. Saroy. Here's David Mino.
Roar and Sons Brewing Company.
Well, we've done a number of stories here in the past few months about the red-hot real estate market. Not only in the United States of America, not only in Texas, but specifically right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. There's a story on WFAA last night about a house in Southlake, where the den is, that was sold for $300,000 over ask.
Whoa.
A $1 million house sold for $1.3 because of the numbers of offers that were coming in.
That does not surprise me at all.
As a recent home buyer, Blake has been through the S a little bit.
It's amazing. I wish I was selling my house.
And moving to a smaller one, like your empty nest type situation, that's who can cash in, right?
But then the smaller house will cost more, too, than it should.
It will, but ostensibly to our entire, like, well, how is it a seller's market if I become a buyer?
Yeah.
It's if you are looking to downsize or move neighborhoods, you could possibly find a pocket where you could cash in a little bit.
Or if you're an RV guy.
Yeah.
And you feel like exploring for a year or two, you could really cash in.
Like McConaughey.
That's right. So yeah, this house was listed for a milli, and it sold for 1.3.
Jeez. I bet the value's gone up on your house, Dan, since y'all did the show there for so long.
Oh, good point,
like
yeah.
You could put a historical marker up there.
It's basically a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should try it out.
We'd have to keep all that stuff in there.
Well, you could
like
keep
when we sell it.
The Nooch jersey. Fine with that.
You can keep your hair.
The house comes with the bag of hair and the Nooch jersey and the...
Right.
And the scent.
The what?
The scent.
She's saying your house smells.
No, I
not
actually
scent
didn't
Marshall.
Think it did, but I assume she could go in there too, I guess.
She said it like scent.
The scent. The scent
not
of
scent.
The den.
Okay.
Are you saying
well,
scent?
Well, you say it the two different ways real quick.
Scent.
And?
Scent.
Okay.
Didn't Julie say scent? As in scent Marshall?
I said the scent. Are you saying
that's
I didn't
different.
Like enunciate
you just
my
said it
e?
Different.
The scent? I don't understand.
Guys,
I feel you. Scent.
Well, we can call her up and see if she's available. She can go hang out in the den and she will come with the house.
This is like whenever you got really mad at me when I was trying to say menstrual show, but I still don't know how to say it properly.
Why were you saying that?
You just said menstrual.
But I still don't know the right way to say the two of them differently because of the eyes of Texas.
Minstrel.
And?
Okay.
Menstrual.
See, I don't know.
He's saying the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Scent, scent, menstrual, minstrel.
This is exhausting.
You ain't paying to go see a menstrual show.
Somebody will.
Menstrual.
Somebody will. Federal authorities seized 68 big cats from the Tiger King Park in Oklahoma this week. Jeff Lowe on the run.
Oh, wow.
From the feds.
No way.
This park is in Thackerville, Yab.
Jeff Lowe and his hot wife? His hot pregnant wife?
I think it was more like he was angling for the hot babysitter,
nanny,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nanny. I wonder how that worked out.
Well, it appears to be going well in his other walks of life.
Yeah.
So federal agents, you say, seized it?
Yes.
And then what? What did they do with the... Did they just give those tigers to Carol?
I think so, yeah. I think that's actually law now. They just take them and give them right to Carol.
Haven't you been there, Mino?
Yeah.
Like, you went to see...
Two or three years ago.
When the Tiger King was
it
there.
It was... I don't think he was there at the time, but she was. She was the one that...
Who's she?
The girlfriend, the redhead, Jeff Lowe's wife. Girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
She was pregnant at the time. Hey, now.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That whole menstrual show was over.
Menstrual.
Minstrel, I said. I said it like the eyes of Texas.
214-523-CROW. You'd like to
for what?
Weigh in on this whole matter of how exactly to properly pronounce and enunciate these words? Because...
Well, either one. You wouldn't want to see either one of those shows.
No. That's a good point.
They're very wrong. In different ways.
Care to expound or no?
No. Think about it.
Okay. I'll think about it. The DPD, Dallas Police Department, is ramping up its speeding and racing task force. Between May 14th and May 16th of this year, they made 2 felony arrests, 16 misdemeanor arrests, towed 24 vehicles, and seized 13 guns as part of this task force. Now, this is something we've talked about really since back to the start of the pandy.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Which just seemed like street racing was out of control.
You were obsessed with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... The videos are shocking. Like, you see videos of people doing Cedar Springs intersection donuts with civilians standing there, and you're like, how is that happening?
Takeovers.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. And I don't think there's been one for a few weeks.
Because they're cracking down?
Man, there was one by me a couple nights ago. Woke me up at like 2 a.m.,
Dang.
That's awesome.
And then,
somebody
you could just
hit.
Hear them. You could just hear tires screeching, and then 2 or 3 minutes later, you hear cop sirens. And I go to my window, and I just see cars just speeding down the road.
They're living a quarter mile at a time, is what they're doing. They can have any beer they want.
Dude, I almost had you.
It really happens.
It definitely really happens, man. That's what I'm saying, is that, like, with the fact that social media...
Like, Fast and Furious is real.
And it's here!
Not if the task force has anything to say about it.
I want to be on a task force.
Me too.
I want to ramp up stuff. Because I like how
Minstrel.
You...
Yeah, let me
you said that,
down.
That they're ramping up the task force. Does that just buy you some time?
Right, yeah.
Why not just start it now? Can't.
Not ready.
Got to get it ramped up.
In one incident over the weekend, 10 officers responded to 635 in Abrams and arrested 7 different people who were watching a street race.
Oh.
So now that's illegal. Well, it's probably always illegal, but they're ramping up the enforcement.
Like if I watch some guy with a hooker, I can get arrested?
I certainly hope not.
Doesn't seem right.
Now, no fun in that.
If I watch someone rob a bank, I can get arrested?
Well, I think the idea here is that the spectators are causing the events, which I don't think applies to robbing a bank. It might apply
That's
to the
Tom
hooker
Hicks
thing,
logic.
But go on.
He said if we get more fans, they'll spend more money on the team.
And then we can get better? Yeah, okay.
So that would be like the spectators would drive the event actually happening. But if we don't have any fans come to the ballpark, well, we can't afford to buy more players.
Did that work? That logic?
I don't think so. But I don't know. I'm not too good with history.
I don't have any desire to see a street race in person at all.
No?
No.
Me either. Sounds terrible.
No.
It sounds really scary.
Yeah, and this is the chief of the venture club over here.
It's true.
Not even...
But don't you want to be on the Dallas TV Twitter account?
No.
What does that
you,
mean?
But
my
you
goal is to stay off
something.
That. So it's not just Twitter, but Instagram. There's an account called Dallas Texas TV. And I've actually been contacted through a third party by the people who run it. And they said we could have them on, but it's the most terrifying thing on the internet.
Mino and I are trying to get on it.
How?
You just record stuff and send it to them. Car crashes, fights,
yeah.
Lucas step back threes.
All right, I want these people on the
show. A train hitting a car yesterday.
Weather
Book
updates.
Them. Tell, put it on the list so Fernando doesn't get the guy.
It really sort of drives home for you how sanitized the evening news is, even though the evening news is really depressing. Because then you see this and you're like, well, this is the stuff the news is just like, we're not touching that. It's just fights and wrecks.
And it's real?
Yeah, people just send
them. Stuff that happens in Dallas?
Yeah. Like, oh, this is right down the road from, there's stuff from all over.
Oh, yeah.
Victory Plaza.
In fact, this is how the Houston Tiger first popped off. Because now there's a Houston, Texas TV, which is basically like if you imagine the Dallas, Texas TV account on steroids.
But worse.
But Houston.
No way!
And that's how that video first went viral. It's insane, Dan. Like, if you pull this up on a Saturday or Sunday morning,
oh man,
you will see stuff that you're like, that's actually happening.
So many fights at places you've been.
That's a good point right there, is you're like, hey, no.
Okay, I'm
no,
out.
That door where that lady's bashing in that guy's windshield.
No, it's always cool, yeah. That's always cool to see something on the news that you know.
So now do you think people are trying to film events just to send it to this account?
Yeah, that's what me and Miner are trying to do. Film a wreck and send it in.
I would agree with that, but the events were already happening.
Yeah, but were so they recording them like, and like then they didn't have anywhere to go.
Right.
So now people are like, oh, I've got to record this fight that's happening so I can get it onto Dallas TV.
It's our version of World Star.
Dude, I literally saw a guy get shot a couple weeks ago on this account, like in Deep Ellum.
That's not cool.
Yeah. I think I saw some tornado stuff on there.
They'll mix in a little weather and sports on you on the fives.
The flood week was huge, or the freeze week.
Expect a couple inches of rain tonight. Here's a fight.
And what a save by Jake Ottinger. Also, this person appears to be slumped over and dead.
Yikes.
Anyways, that's going to do it for the 1:30 news today.
Minstrel.
I don't feel like we really settled that debate right there.
There's no debate.
Coming up next, Minstrel. We'll sesh it up, including a little baseball on the ticket. This